Okay, we'll move into closed session, and the board will remain here, so we can ask anyone not involved with closed session to...
Recording paused.
In closed session, item 6A, Mark Alexander, he was granted a service-connected disability on a 9-0 vote with Anderson, Gordon, Holcomb, McDonald, Phillips, Pigeon, Smithy, Tullis, Watts voting aye. Item 6B on Rodney Conyers, he was granted a service-connected disability on a 9-0 vote with Anderson, Gordon, Holcomb, McDonald, Phillips, Rodriguez, Smithy, Tullis, Watts voting aye. Item 6C, April Miller, she was granted a non-service-connected disability on a 9-0 vote with Anderson, Gordon, Holcomb, McDonald, Phillips, Pigeon, Smithy, Tullis, Watts voting aye. And item 6D, the board select... on this item, the board deferred action and referred it back. Is Karen here? Because it doesn't have it here.
With the specific questions.
With specific questions to be answered. That was on a 9-0 vote with Anderson, Gordon, Holcomb, McDonald, Phillips, Pigeon, Smithy, Tullis, and Watts voting aye. Item 6E, Paul Totten. He was granted a service-connected disability on a 9-0 vote with Anderson, Gordon, Holcomb, McDonald, Phillips, Pigeon, Smithy, Tullis, and Watts voting aye. And item 7, the board referred the matter back to the hearing officer for further proceedings with instruction regarding Rebecca Halverson. And that vote was... 5 ayes, 4 noes, with the ayes being Holcomb, McDonald, Pigeon, Tullis, and Watts, and the noes being Anderson, Gordon, Phillips, and Smithy. On option 8, I'm sorry, excuse me, close, on item 8, the board voted to approve and adopt the proposed findings and recommendations of the hearing officer to deny a disability retirement for Jay Redler. That vote was 9-0 with Anderson, Gordon, Holcomb, McDonald, Phillips, Pigeon, Smithy, Tullis, and Watts voting aye. On item 9A, there is no reportable action. On item 9B, Trustee McDonald was recused himself, and there is no reportable action. So after that long presentation, item 10.